out this room, and when you've got out, hoover it and polish it. I've got guests coming to inspect.
What the fuck? This is my room. Inspect what? My porn collection?
What did you say, Saddam? No, I'm recruiting lodgers. Because you don't pay your way here, you're going to sleep in the attic.
This is not always my room. I sleep in different places.
Oh, that must be the door.
Lodge is my ass. Who the fuck does she think she is?
Hello, who are you? You look kind of dodgy.
We're only the Brothers of Storm here for the room. Are you going to let us in?
I suppose so. But wipe your feet.
Fine looking place, this. Lots of expensive items.
Yeah, lots of expensive items.
Oh, there's mud all over the carpet. You didn't tread it in, did you?
No, we're only the Brothers of Storm. Would we do a thing like that?
I'll show you to your room. The rent's going to be 500 points a month. No smoking, no chewing, no spitting, no talking after 10:30 p.m. and definitely no girlfriends.
All right, miss.
Now, just get out besides. I've got to set the video for Coronation Street.
Upstairs in the Iraqi guest room.
Cool, that's a good TV and VCR combo.
Bloody hell, it's a den and I-5.
Who the fuck are you in my room? Alright, Saddam, we're only the Brothers of Storm. We're staying here, gonna get a few beers in and have a little video and a bit of fun with the I-5. What are those in your bag? They look like highly expensive consumer goods to me. Oh, it's just a few cameras and PC equipment and a portable DVD player, that's all.
Don't forget the mini-disc Walkman.
Yes, well, I am the ruler of this fair land, and I say what comrades can and can't do. And your comrade can't stay in my room, so bugger off. But we got a lease. No, well then, I'll be off to the attic.
Downstairs during Coronation Street.
You don't seem to be enjoying the episode, Saddam.
Well, there seems to be a lot of banging coming from my room.
Look, I want guests who pay up at the end of the month. They are adults in their 20s. They seem to have a bit of money. After all, I saw a camcorder in their bag.
Yes, but it had several cracks in it.
Just shut up, son. I can't hear what Iraqi Jack and Vera are saying.
Back upstairs in Saddam's former bedroom.
We can't go out tonight. The weather's shite.
Well, we got a whole bag full of goodies.
Oh, no, not the mini disc Walkman. Go on, lay it down on the carpet. Have you brought a hammer?
Yeah, it's an electric one.
Oh, it's fucking up good.
Oh, shit, it's Fatbag, Saddam's mother.
You're having a good night, boys. Anyway, it's 10:30 now, so not another peep out of this room. Or else I'm going to kick you out of this abode faster than Saddam launches a missile to America.
All right, miss, we're just going to bed. But we don't have an alarm clock. It broke somehow.
In the next Iraqi morning...
God, the Brothers of Stomp have gone out for the day. I'm just going to get a little snoop around their room.
I hope my antique record player is in good condition. If they've used that, they'll be swinging.
I'm just going up to the room. Now make your sandwiches.
Okay, mother.
The room seems quite tidy, but there seems to be strange pieces of plastic all over the floor.
This one says Sony on it.
Later in the evening, when the Brothers of Stomp return...
Where have you been, Roger Brothers?
We've been to a shopping complex.
That's a lot of electrical goods in your bag. Did you have a good day today?
Yeah, got a new DVD player.
Well, okay, just as long as you don't overload the socket in your room.
Later that night...
Alright, what have we got here? Oh, the DVD player.
Not only that, bro. I picked up a bargain digital camera.
Hey, what is going on here? What are those spikes on your shoes? Well, we just wanted to see how much this DVD player could take. Would it split down the case, or would one of the buttons chop off? Just stay away from my stuff, and your throats will remain unslit. The coast clear, the git's gone. Put down that camera.
This window seems brittle. Doesn't seem very safe. I'll just see whether it will sustain a digital camera at full force against it.
It's only single glazing. Oh no, it's gone through. I'll have to get a board for that.
What else did you pick up in the retail centre?
I got this old floppy drive.
Alright, I'll open the window.
It's already been put through, you idiot. The glass pieces have scattered across the lawn.
I'll go down the shed and get the lawnmower.
But Saddam doesn't have a lawnmower. He gets his servants to eat the grass.
All right, then I'll go and nick one then.
A few minutes later...
Do you get the mower?
Yeah, stole it out of the garden centre, didn't I?
Okay, let's lay the drive down.
Yeah, the engine won't start.
Just put it in that socket with 14 plugs in it.
Okay, it's on.
It's shaving the carpet.
It's embedding the floppy drive into the carpet. It's not grinding it.
Oh, we're in deep shit now.
Oh, shit. The mower, it's still going.
Oh, no, the record player. Okay, what's going on up there? I gotta come up. I got riot gear. Okay, someone is going to be very dead. The mower is still going. Oh, shit, I don't want to be mowed. It's the hallway carpet. Ah! You stupid woman, just step outside. That mower, it's headed for my ornament room. Shit, the carpet in there's worth £1 million a square inch. And in my room, there's carpet shavings all over the hallway in fine dust. Okay, brothers of Stomp, you're going to pay for this. I'm just fetching my machine gun. Real nice of you to let us stay here, but we got to be going now.
We're only the brothers of Stomp.